Summertime in the Cranberry Isles, a couple miles seaward from Acadia National Park, feels pretty idyllic. Sunshine bounces from the water, backlighting lobster boats, yachts, and ferries that shuttle around this small circle of unbridged islands. But while the constant water traffic keeps the islands physically connected, residents chatting here at the Great Cranberry Island Country Store are worried about a different kind of connection. Internet connection.
It's incredibly slow, and it's weather dependent. So if there's fog or rain or, you know, it's dark out or whatever, it doesn't work as well.
Samuel Donald manages a local boatyard. He and owner Barbara Stainton are mulling a municipal plan to radically upgrade internet service for the Cranberries, taking internet speeds from a rate that hovers around 1 megabit per second, that's glacial, to more useful rates as high as 100 megabits per second. The setup will include installing a microwave antenna at the boatyard to beam data over to the island next door.
Also, we do have a good location there.
Right, yeah. We can see both the hill on Islesford where they are considering putting the tower and the Coast Guard station where they're considering an alternate location.
The upgrade can't come soon enough for Kelly Sanborn. She recently tried to make some money as a medical transcriptionist, telecommuting from her house out on the island's edge. Her daughter Jessica's online homework sometimes took a back seat.
Well, when it was just me on the internet, it was pretty fast. But when more than one of us was using it, it went pretty slow.
What happens when I want to work on the computer?
She takes all of the internet, she unplugs it and plugs it into her computer.
I turn off the Wi-Fi so no one else can touch it.
But the new career didn't last. When summer people crowd the island and compete for its limited bandwidth, connections slow to a sub-crawl. Every time the spinning wheel of death appeared on her screen, Sanborn says she saw dollars spinning away. She gave up medical transcription and took a job at the country store. But workarounds can be found. At the local library, residents set up shop from its porch and parking lot, laptops open to tap into its Wi-Fi. The library's dedicated internet service is the island's fastest and a digital lifeline for students who attend a mainland high school, for a telecommuting graphic designer, and for Rosalie Kell, an administrator for an international service mission and a leader in the effort to get all the Isles households up to speed.
It's about lifestyle and culture and preserving cultures in a way that would not happen if we don't keep up with the 21st century.
At the turn of the 20th century, there were 200 main islands with year-round residents. That's dwindled to 15 now. But community and nonprofit efforts to boost numbers are paying off on the Cranberries, where 3 students recently graduated from 8th grade, the most in 20 years. It doesn't hurt that this area of eastern Maine is a lobstering haven. Here in Islesford's Hadlock Cove, 8th-generation resident Nick Hadlock shovels herring inside a docktop work shed. His 4-year-old son Elliot looks on.
I fish 800 traps. That's the limit for the state of Maine.
Internet service here, Hadlock notes, is even worse than on Great Cranberry. So he supports the $1.2 million property tax bond voters from all the Cranberries approved to set the project in motion. Like most residents, he'd prefer that a big grant application succeeds and lets taxpayers off the hook. But if they do have to go to the well, Hadlock says, it's justified.
It keeps them on the islands other than going off on a ferry back and forth, and helps out actually, you know, raising kids and stuff. You know, mother, parents can stay at home and do their job right from there.
Maine-based internet company Axiom Technologies, which is working with Microsoft to innovate new ways to serve remote areas, plans to bring new service to Islesford online before this winter, with the rest of the Cranberry Isles catching up next year. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Fred Bever in Portland, Maine.